Chances get a little bit better. They'll still be random, but there'll be more to go around each day. High temperatures in the mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The state's Department of Veteran Affairs is looking for a location in southeast Alabama to build the state's fifth veterans home. The department sent out requests for site selection proposals on Monday. The plan is to build a home large enough for up to 175 veterans. The department is considering 10 southeastern counties. If you haven't already noticed more police on the highways, today is day two of Operation Southern Shield. It's a campaign that allows officers across Alabama and four other southern states to step up their traffic patrol until next Monday to crack down on speeding. Police handed out over 5,000 speeding tickets during the previous year's Southern Shield. And the Alabama State Parks Division is celebrating Alabama's 200th birthday on the 200th day of the year, which is this Friday. All 21 state parks will offer free admission and parking, and a 20% discount on overnight stays. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our website, alabamanews.net. For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A united front from the freshman Democrats attacked by the president as he fans the flames of racial resentment.
This is his plan to pit us against one another.
Trump administration opened a new front in its drive to limit the number of people crossing the southern border into the United States by making it much harder to request asylum.
A white security guard was caught on surveillance pulling his gun on a black sheriff's deputy.
Prosecutors told the federal judge Epstein is an extreme flight risk, while two of his accusers testified that he is a risk to the public as well.
Millions are under flash flood watches as the remnants of Barry continue to lash the south, the storm moving into Arkansas and in Louisiana, leaving behind a disaster.
The miraculous rescue of Cheryl Powell, finally surrounded by family again. The 60-year-old who went missing in Central California's White Mountains, found alive 3 days after she vanished.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on A2C. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in, or Joey, the producer, know, and we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Remember, they've got the prime whole or half New York strips. The regular is $14.99 a pound, on sale from $19.99 a pound. But you get it for $9.99 a pound if you buy either a half or a whole of the butcher's cut. I had them take a half, cut into four steaks, pound and a half each, and they are one to buy. And any caller, including Sandy, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. It's what's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Sandy. Sandy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, I realize I've called several times, but I never asked to have my name put in for the basket.
You haven't, Sandy. Why haven't you done that?
I just don't know what's wrong with me.
I take that as a personal.
Today I am.
I take that as a personal insult. Give me your month and day of birth.
Oh, what is it? 11/20. It's hard to say it without saying the year, you know?
Yeah, don't give me the year.
Anyway, you were in conversation. We were at dinner with another couple last night, and your name came up.
Oh, no.
We all. Yeah.
Who said the worst words about me?
Everybody sang your praises.
No, they didn't.
Dan, or David, and Donna Wood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Very good. It was all good.
Good.
All right.
That's all you called about?
That's all I called about.
Wow, that's very nice. Well, when you see David again, tell him.
Put my name in the basket.
Your name is in, Joey. Her name official.
Yeah, you're in there.
Sandy, next time you see David, tell him I said hi.
I will. Thank you.
Great guy. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Mars Show on a Tuesday. Wow, y'all seem to have liked from the post that I got, y'all seem to really have liked the expert on racism. How do you become an expert on racism?
Guess you study it enough and talk about it enough, and, you know, get the credentials, and people start to believe you.
People believe anything these days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got so much to do here. Let's do this one. Let's do O'Keefe of CBS. He's their new political person, and he's going to be talking about Trump supporters stand by him, and then Dems use it as a wedge.
President Trump has made it clear he will use his attacks on the Congresswoman as an issue in the 2020 campaign. It's not the first time he's been accused of racist language. Ed O'Keefe is in Des Moines, Iowa, where the Democratic candidates are weighing in. Ed, how is this issue playing out on the campaign trail?
Democratic presidential candidates get asked every day, heck, some of them get asked every few hours, about something the president has done or said. Sometimes they try to brush it off and change the subject, but not this time.
Those were racist tweets.
It's sickening. It's embarrassing.
But from day one of his presidential campaign,
they're bringing crime, they're rapists,
and ever since,
a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States,
the president has repeatedly stoked racial tensions.
And you had some very bad people in that group, but you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Oh, my goodness. That was going back to the Charlottesville case. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. One of your frequent callers, Craig, has moved to South Alabama, close to the beach down there yesterday, and I just wanted to mention it because, you know, he always listened to you. And, you know, the...
Well, somebody leaves the area, it's customary for them to buy Joey and I a gift, isn't it, Joey?
Right, yeah, absolutely.
If you leave the market, it's customary to buy a gift.
Right.
And we do take gift cards.
We have a maximum limit of $5,000 value, but you just don't go above that.
Yeah, but you can do gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody leaving the area, it's 4101 Wall Street, Dan and Joey.
Yeah, he just didn't know in time. I guess I think he's already, his band's left. You know, they were right.
Well, you know, what happens is if you leave and you haven't done it, it actually, the limit, top limit gets double.
Yes, yeah,
to 10
grand. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay, I had to get in touch with him. You know, the rationale of them, because they become, go across the line and they become Americans. Well, why don't you and Joey... go to the, when Atlanta's in town, go out on the field, casually walk out there and become a Atlanta Brave ball player. You know,
I would love to do that, particularly after the Braves won again last night. Yes. It was a 3-run homer.
Yes, and I was thinking, since I'm almost totally blind, if I wear a black outfit, maybe I can become an umpire. You know that
I can say this, James. In some games I've seen, you would fit in very, very well.
Yes. I just, by their rational thought, you know, we would, you know, all three of us would qualify for those events. And, you know, shame on somebody that won't walk in Congress and automatically become a congressman, you know, just by being there.
There you go.
You know, but if you walk in America, y'all automatically are American and get all these freebies. But
I like the concept of getting, if I can get on the Atlanta SunTrust park and I can get on the field, then I become a Brave by just being on the field. Yes, I haven't crossed that line.
I've become a fan of theirs again, too. I just, I'd kind of gotten a little disappointed when they traded, you know, got rid of their two catchers, McCant and Gaddis, but
McCann's there.
Yes, but since they've Gaddis has come back and they got the third baseman from Auburn.
Donaldson's great.
Yes, I'm all in again, and I love their team. I love the pitching.
They are. I tell you, yeah, Soroka is a phenomenal pitcher.
Yes, sir.
And my son and I want to go to a Braves game together and go watch him pitch. Yes, he reminds me so much of Greg Maddux.
Yes. Yeah, they're very exciting now. I think the potential for them to represent us in the World Series this time, I'd say they've got the ability to do it. You know, they just all can.
They certainly, and I tell you, the whole key is the pitching. The other teams, we wear their pitchers out, and we score most of our runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. We had that 10th inning game against San Diego. That was great. And we just tore it up because they ran out of pitchers.
Yes. Yeah, I like that pitch hitting a pitcher for the, you know, they ran out of everyday players and had to use a pitcher to pitch hit. That's a good strategy, make them use out their regular players. But, yeah, I'm all for it. I love the team, and it'd be great to go there to see a game because obviously, the park is really nice there in north of Atlanta there. And I did want to mention those facts. And, you know, their perception of a person is where they happen to be able to get just doesn't really make it in, you know, America. Their strategy is so wrong. And I say so mad with them. And right now I'm mad with my daughter who's liberal, and I'm trying to teach her a little bit. I sent her a blue check for her birthday, and I mentioned, I wish I could still work now because the economy is so great. And I know that burned her up because she's so anti-Trump and everything. So she still hasn't cashed the check yet. So
oh, wow.
But thank you, Dan, and hope it didn't take too long.
No, you did a good job. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Let's see which way we want to go here. Let's do the second part of O'Keefe on the racial tensions out there. Oh, yeah.
Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden said it's not just the president who he disagrees with.
What do you say to Americans who might agree with what the president tweeted yesterday?
Listen to this.
I say I'm ashamed of you.
So you'd say that the voters...
I say that anybody who's that racist, a racist, I'm ashamed of a racist.
President Trump refused to back down, in part because he believes his supporters will stand by him. Many that we heard from yesterday do.
I know some people don't like his tweets and they think he's crass, and I that's why I voted for him.
It's unfortunate he had to do the way he had to do it. He's doing the only way he can to get this country back.
If you think you have it better or in your where you came from or with how they did things there, go back where you came from.
In a sign of how these racial tensions are being observed around the world, a senior administration official confirms to CBS News that Russia is still meddling in U.S. politics, mostly through social media, by stoking these racial divisions. The Trump administration has told Russia to, quote, knock it off, but that senior administration official says there's no sign they're doing that just yet.
Okay, did you hear Biden say, you know, if you like to tweet, then you're racist.
Right, right, right. I'm ashamed of you.
Mm. Boy, that's going to get him some votes.
Mm-hmm. I love the Russia aspect of this. Because, you know, Americans and American politicians don't do anything to sow discord on a racial level. It's those dastardly Russians on social media.
Those guys.
Gosh.
Can you believe it?
At this point, I have to believe it, but I'm glad I'm not. I'm just a watcher of politics, not actually in the thick of it running a campaign. I don't think I'd have the temperament for it.
So, in other words, you may kill somebody?
No, I don't think I'd go that far, but I would tear them limb from limb with vicious rhetoric.
Ooh, the vicious rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to watch out for it.
News Time 93.1. Demo Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP. And we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts. And yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, man, we got Representative Nunes, we got Ted Cruz, we got so much more. I always like to see some, Thank you, Joey-san.
Mm-hmm.
Joey just reminded me I need to talk about my good friend Dan Black, which is a pleasure to talk about.
Yes.
He's so easy to talk about because he's such a good guy, known him for a lot of years, but now is the time. Matter of fact, I think I mentioned to you, I talked to him this weekend. I'm going to put him on a project on filming and doing some interviews for somebody. It was Danny who, Danny Love, who I had on the show. She's the Olympiad of 2022. We're going to do some video stuff for her to kind of promote her as an Olympiad.
Fantastic.
I know. She's a great gal, and her parents are just wonderful. They love that little girl to death, and she is a superstar, but she needs to get out there more. And so Dan Black's going to help me do that. But maybe you don't need something video produced like I do, or a friend. Maybe what you need is to get those videos, those VHSs, those betas, those 8mm films, and get those converted and digitized so you can save them forever. You probably don't even have the machine that they work on. And so why don't you're going to want to see those. Just call them up, take them to him, tell him how many cassettes you've got. He can even do the little teeny ones that are the little compact disc ones that I found out from a friend who took it there. He called him and said, can you do the little insert? I forgot what they call it. We called them. But it's a little small. It looks more like a actual cassette type, a little bit bigger than that. But he can do those also. He can do anything that's on film, and he can get a transfer digital, put it on DVD, or put it on DVD and give it to you as a digital file. Then you can play it on anything. Your computer, you can put it on pictures, but the technology will always be updated for the jump drive. So I would do that and put it up in the cloud. Because once you have it on digital, whatever the latest technology is, it's going to work on that. So get ready to copy the telephone number, 334-676-1734, 676-1734. My good friend, Dan Black Studios. Okay. I like it when a story comes down the pike that is an unusual story. The governor of Puerto Rico is in some deep kimchi. You remember the mayor of San Juan?
Oh, yeah.
And the dust up with Donald Trump? Well, she's running for governor. Well, it seems that there are some racist emails and sexist emails that this governor did, talking about some certain people in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, the governor under fire there, facing new calls to resign over leaked conversation that reveal his role in a profane, sexist, and homophobic group chat.
Oh, gosh, got all three.
The island, as you know, has struggled to recover from Hurricane Maria back in 2017, and Governor Ricardo Rossello's administration has been plagued by scandals involving funding. Two top officials stepped down over the weekend after the leaked conversation. It showed Rossello and his allies discussing confidential government information and disparaging officials, politicians, and journalists. CTM lead national correspondent David Begno is among the people targeted in that chat. What? He's in San Juan. David, I'm very curious about this conversation, and especially to hear you were someone who was targeted. What are they saying?
Well, they didn't like one of the reports we did about crime on the island, Gail. So they talked about attacking us on social media, specifically me, to discredit our reporting because they said we were going to kill tourism on the island. The governor was the administrator of this secret chat room that had 11 other people. They talked about setting up a troll network to go after people who they didn't like. The chats are profane, very vulgar. But beyond that, what's really important is there's information that could become the subject of a federal investigation to determine whether or not a crime was committed. The governor says he will not resign, but ever since the chats were leaked, the protests have not stopped.
Overnight, fireworks right in front of the governor's mansion were a show of protest. Demonstrators are demanding that the 40-year-old governor resign.
Okay, so we have a Democrat governor and who seems to be acting Republican. And the interesting thing here is I do not believe this would have been a story until the FBI came in and arrested two of his people. You heard that little slight comment, and they may be investigating. The fact that you had two arrests and the fact that they singled out journalists, I think those are the two components that got them to run this story. If those two things would not have happened, I don't think we would have heard squat about this. Let's continue on.
Sunday morning as his political support was collapsing around him.
Ooh.
The governor went to church saying he had sought forgiveness. The leaked chat room conversations between the governor and 11 others are laced with profane, homophobic, and sexist comments, and in one case, talk of violence against the mayor of San Juan, Carmen Yulín Cruz. The governor's chief financial officer, Christian Sobrino, wrote, "I'm dying to shoot her up." The governor responded, "You'd be doing me a big favor."
I think they did a lot of illegal things during these conversations.
Carla Minette leads Puerto Rico's Center for Investigative Journalism, which published 889 pages of the conversations.
They were part of a conspiracy to persecute people because of political beliefs. I think definitely they used public funds to do a political work that is unbelievable.
Just last week, the FBI arrested two of the governor's former top officials on fraud charges involving more than $15 million of federal funding. The governor's administration has been under scrutiny for its spending of government funds after Hurricane Maria devastated the island in 2017.
Wow. Man.
This is messed up.
Okay, so that kind of hit all the notes. You remember Trump criticizing the government down there? Well, it seems that the FBI was doing an investigation of embezzlement of funds down there.
There you go.
Now, was he using that for political purposes? Or was he doing it because some people were absconding with funds?
Well, I just know that Trump's racist.
Especially against those Puerto Ricans.
Right.
Like AOC.
Of course.
That's why he's doing it.
Yeah.
Because she's from there.
Right.
It fits, Joey. It finally fits.
It all works together.
It all works together. This is incredible. Believe it or not, this was the lead story yesterday on there.
I don't believe that.
Wow. I know. Yeah, we opened our broadcast with this story.
I remember the story this reporter did about all the shootings going on down there and all the hits.
Yeah?
Woo. I mean, oh, if you report on this, it'll kill tourism. No, I think people being shot is literally killing tourists.
Well, I want to tell you, I've been there, haven't been there recently. I've known somebody who's been there. There's a really beautiful part of the island. If you get on one of these resorts that are self-contained, you don't go into the city,
right.
You don't walk around, you're fine. But boy, you step foot off home base. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, when we stopped in Cozumel on a cruise, I went off the tourist area. It didn't feel like a wise decision. I survived, of course, but it was more like, okay, I'm actually in Mexico now.
Right. See, News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet, or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump not backing down on his attacks against four Democratic congresswomen.
You look at what they've said. I have clips right here.
the most vile, horrible statements about our country, about Israel, about others.
The House is preparing to vote on a resolution rebuking the president's tweets against the freshman members of Congress. The Justice Department today announcing no federal civil rights charges will be filed against the New York City police officer involved in the 2014 chokehold death of Eric Garner, a black man who was selling loose cigarettes on Staten Island. Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, says the Department of Justice has failed her family.
5 years ago, my son said, "I can't breathe," 11 times. And today we can't breathe.
Garner's final words were, "I can't breathe," as he was held in the chokehold, which is banned by the NYPD. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The number of storms will be thinning out over the next few days as the temperatures continue to rise. Today and tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices again. Isolated storms at best, but few and far between. Good luck. Tonight's low 74. Thursday, high temperature 96. Spotty afternoon storms here and there. Then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think the rain chances get a little bit better. They'll still be random, but there'll be more to go around each day. High temperatures in the mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Let's get Ted Cruz weighed in on this whole situation. This was Ted Cruz this morning on Fox and Friends talking about the squad.
This is the agenda of white nationalists.
Yeah.
Whether it is happening in chat rooms or it's happening on national TV, and now it's reached the White House garden.
We remain focused on holding him accountable to the laws of this land and accountable to the American people.
He does not know how to defend his policies, so what he does is attack us personally.
We are more than four people. We ran on a mandate to advocate for and to represent those ignored, left out, and left behind. Our squad is big.
How do you depict what we have seen in the last 36 hours between the squad and the president and Republicans and Democrats and Nancy Pelosi?
Well, look, the rhetoric has been a little bit overheated, but the substance of it is these freshman members of Congress are radical and extreme. They are embracing full-on socialism. They are authoring the so-called Green New Deal, which would cost $93 trillion to the economy. That would have the effect of every family in America increasing your taxes $65,000 a year, every family in America. These are radical and extreme plans. These freshmen, unfortunately, also have a long and troubling history with anti-Semitism, engaging over and over again, not just once, but multiple times in making anti-Semitic insults, sending anti-Semitic tweets. In fact, it was so bad that Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats tried to censure those House freshmen for their anti-Semitic comments. They tried to pass a resolution condemning anti-Semitism in response to the comments. And it is a testament to the power in the Democratic Party those House freshmen have that the entire caucus fell apart. They couldn't hold the votes to pass a simple, clean resolution condemning anti-Semitism. I will tell you, I was proud that the Senate did a lot better. I authored a straightforward, direct resolution condemning anti-Semitism. Tim McCain, a Democrat, joined me. The two of us brought together. We had 56 co-sponsors, including 14 Democrats, and we passed it unanimously through the U.S. Senate. Every single Republican, every single Democrat.
Right.
And you want to know what the House should do in the wake of all this nonsense the last couple of days? They ought to take up and pass the resolution that the Senate just passed 100-0.
Okay, that was AOC that said, when you can't defend your policies, then you do this.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a person who cannot defend her policies, is AOC.
Yeah.
She couldn't. And she's like, I came up with the idea, you fix it. You come up with how to fix it. I came up with the idea. She couldn't defend her big green deal or Medicare for all. She's the one. It was absolutely everything those three said. Presley wasn't kind of in that mix, but were things that they should apply to themselves. Absolutely apply to themselves about racist comments, especially Tlaib.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she is like over the top. Unbelievable.
And I don't think their squad is as big as they think it is.
Well, what they do is they have people out in the blogosphere that like them, but that's not members of Congress. That's not even constituents of theirs. I mean, there's a new thing out there that AOC only has 18%, going from a 27% in her own home district.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that would be a problem there, I think. Okay, so Ted Cruz is going to be talking about the troubling tweets, but whose troubling tweets?
Why didn't they do it?
Because most of the conference is terrified of those freshmen. They're terrified of the radical activists behind those freshmen, and so they basically, the committee chairs, the speaker has handed her gavel over to those freshmen. The committee chairs have handed their gavels over to the freshmen, and every one of them are terrified that these freshmen will criticize them. And what it means is the angry radicals, the people who... I mean, you saw in that
Senator,
clip right there that they're accusing the president of being a white nationalist.
Senator,
the
speaker did criticize them, and in turn, they accused the speaker of being critical of them because they are people of color. And that's when the president inserted himself. So in the past, you and the president famously clashed, like Rand Paul, like Lindsey Graham, and you guys got over it and you respect each other. Lindsey Graham basically said, the president, I understand where you're coming from, but aim higher. Joni Ernst and Senator Tim Scott kind of thought the president was over the line. Where's Ted Cruz stand?
Oh, listen, like most tweets the president sends, I wouldn't send these particular tweets. But I'll tell you, the substance of their record is indefensible. The substance of their record is extreme. It's radical. And I think we ought to be talking about the substance of their record, the substance about why they send tweets minimizing 9/11 and minimizing Al-Qaeda when they attacked America on 9/11. That's troubling when you're saying things like that.
Brian Kemmerich has got to learn how to shut up.
Yes.
He is, guys. He is. The audience has no clue how much I have to cut out because somebody will not let someone finish, particularly Brian Kilmeade, and then the number of uhs that Ducey does. So let's stay with Cruz here, and here he's going to be talking about controlling speech, and he's talking about the big tech companies here.
Let's talk about the Senate hearing about free speech today. You're holding this. I know you've invited Dennis Prager to come to Capitol Hill to talk about this because it really affects him personally.
Yeah.
Listen to what he said earlier on our show.
If there's anything you would think that liberals and conservatives would agree on, and admittedly there isn't much, you would think it's about protecting free speech. And now today we have, at PragerU, we have 1 billion views a year. We're very effective. And of our 320 5-minute videos, about 60 are on the restricted list. That means if you block pornography, you cannot see a discussion of Lincoln's address at Gettysburg. It's an absurdity if they say the algorithm. They created the algorithm. Let them give the algorithm to the public. This is how we ban videos.
He said you can't even watch one of his videos about history if you have blocked pornography, if you're a parent and you've blocked pornography. And when we asked him why, and he said, they hate us. They just don't want anyone to see our videos.
You know, in George Orwell's famous book, 1984, the way Big Brother controlled its power, the way the state controlled its power, is it controlled information. So we're at war with Eurasia. We've always been at war with Eurasia. And if that changes, the information simply disappears. We see in the big tech media companies that same exact power. A couple of months ago, I chaired a hearing with Facebook and Twitter and the censorship that they're engaged in online, the political bias. Today, I'm chairing a hearing with Google. Google is a monopoly. Google may well be the most powerful company on the face of the planet because they have a monopoly on information, on what you know and what I know. And not only that, but Google owns YouTube, which is the second most popular website on the face of the planet. And the problem is they use these monopoly powers to silence voices they don't like. Listen, Dennis Prager is a brilliant thinker, but nobody with any sense would describe Dennis Prager as some sort of dangerous voice that must be muzzled. But if you're a leftist, he's a very dangerous voice because he responds with facts and reason, and the left is terrified of facts.
Man. He just cannot be quiet, can he?
No, Brian can't. Shut up!
Okay, so Ted Cruz is going to talk about an interesting proposition here using antitrust laws against Google and some others.
So do you know what you're going to do with these tech companies? Do you know where does Ted Cruz stand? Because you're a free enterprise guy. Sure. Google wants to be the best. And they do have a huge stake in our economy. Where do you stand?
It is a great question, and I will readily concede the solution is complicated. Nobody wants to see a federal speech police deciding what is and isn't permissible. What we do, however, have is three possible remedies. Number one, there's a special provision of law, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, that gives Google and Facebook and Twitter and the big tech media companies a special immunity from liability that nobody else enjoys. And Congress passed that under the assumption they would be neutral public forum. In other words, they weren't going to be biased. They weren't going to favor one view over another. They would let all comers come to their site. They've decided not to do that. They've decided to be hardcore leftists, to silence, to throttle, to shadow ban conservatives. And I think if they continue to do that, there's no reason they should get a special immunity from liability that nobody else does. Number two is the antitrust laws. Listen, by any measure, Google is larger, it is more powerful, it has a larger market cap than AT&T was when it was broken up by the antitrust laws. It's larger and more powerful than Standard Oil was when it was broken up by the antitrust laws. Google is a monopoly, and Google is abusing its monopoly powers. We have antitrust laws to deal with that. And third, the Department of Justice can and should be investigating along the lines of fraud and or breach of contract, which is, look, when you sign up, say, with a Facebook or Twitter, you assume that if you follow someone, you'll see their tweets, you'll see their posts. Likewise, you assume if someone follows you, they'll see what you tweet and what you post. That's not, in fact, what's happening. What's happening is the social media sites are censoring, they're shadow banning. If they don't like what you're saying, they just hide what you're saying. That is essentially a fraud on the consumer, and they're deceiving the consumer because they've got a political agenda. Any of those three remedies needs to be considered, and I think the scope of this problem needs to be fully understood.
He just cannot be quiet.
I think option three is probably the best option. I think antitrust and number one litigation would take forever. In some ways, I don't think it would actually introduce more competition in the search engine space. It may make things worse. Plus, all the other things Google does, like it might be a huge benefit to another company like Amazon, for instance. You got to be careful with that stuff. And I think the one that worries me the most, and it's been a lot of conversation about it, is repealing or changing Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act to where if Dan or Joe, like say I say something outrageous on Facebook or Twitter, that somebody could, you know, sue not only me personally, but sue, say, Facebook for hosting my message. I think if you remove that immunity, they're not liable for what other people say on their platforms, I think it'll make them crack down even more on what people are saying on their platforms. I don't think that solves the problem.
Well, he said something that was very interesting because I remember we reported on this show, and what they did is they went before Congress and said, look, we are free enterprise people. We're, you know, that mindset of liberty. Let everybody speak. Everybody has access. It's all out there, and that's what's made the internet work. And when they said that, to me, they were absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you have an open source and people all can get in there and do something. The problem is they said that, but that's not what they did. And then we find in the 2016 election that all of a sudden they were tweaking things.
Yes.
And that's, I think I bought into it because they said it's Wild Wild West out there. It needs to stay Wild Wild West. That's what made the internet great. And I was all for that because I believe that is absolutely true. But then, they didn't quite play it that way.
Well, and some of this, though, is people not taking their own responsibility. I hear too much of people running to the parent or the authority or the referee, whatever, and going, you need to fix this, when you have been given tools by people like Twitter and Facebook to block. If you see content you don't like, block it. You can say, I don't want to see that.
But it's when Twitter or Facebook blocks it. That's where the problem is.
Yes. And
I mean, Prager, I mean, you've seen some of his.
Oh, Prager. Dennis Prager's great. And yeah, it's mostly pretty, Prager View, agree or disagree, is pretty innocuous academic, you know, lectures.
Yeah, I mean, it's the founding fathers type stuff. I mean, matter of fact, somebody had sent me one yesterday.
Right. That's pretty straightforward stuff. I think the tech companies are making a big mistake jumping into this and trying to police and have their agenda. Though I think some of that is overstated. I think what they're really doing, we won't know until we actually see what these algorithms do. I think what they're really worried about, like Facebook and Twitter, let's focus on Facebook, is they want you to stay on Facebook. So if you share, say, a link to, and say, the damnmoreshow.com. Not as many people are going to see that post of that link to the damnmoreshow.com.
Why? Because it's a private entity.
And because when people click on that link, they leave Facebook.
Right.
But if you share a photo, that post will, a lot of people will see it. So there's a lot of manipulation, but it's mostly to keep people on their site and in their nexus.
Right. Well, no, we see that when we post a link to damnmoreshow.com or listen live, when we have a guest on, it normally gets taken out.
Right.
But the faster we do it, so when we have the mayor on, if we post it 5 minutes before the mayor's on, they normally don't get to us that quickly.
I would suggest post a photo or a graphic that says the mayor is going to be on at 2 o'clock tomorrow on Wednesday, and then in the post say link in comments section, and then post the link down there for people. That's one of the tricks I've learned.
Put it in the comments?
Yeah.
In other words, when I write that the mayor's on, is put the link in that, because that's what I am doing.
Yeah, or say, like, make it a photo that's like, the mayor's on tomorrow, link in comments, and then, like, the first comment is the link to where people can go.
Oh, okay. So, no, it's not what my post is, but people's comments.
Right, yeah. I do that.
Why do they not see it in comments?
Or it's not the same. Yeah, it doesn't pick up on the algorithm the same way. They will, Joey's just sharing a photo of his latest podcast, and then I'll put the link as my first comment on that post so people can follow it. And a lot more people will see it that way. It's, and they keep changing it, too. I'm sure they'll get wise to that and find new ways to keep people on Facebook.
Did I tell you what happened at the Montgomery Academy when my son was there? Mm. One of the things that they do when you move to the middle school is they hatch eggs and for chickens. Mm-hmm. So they put them in an incubator and they hatch and the chickens come out and the kids get to see the chickens come out. So they had a webcam. And so the school put up on Facebook to go to MA Chicks to see the chick.
Oh, well, no.
Exactly. It was a porn site.
Oh, no. Somebody didn't think that through.
Oh, God. It took parents all of about 35 seconds until they shut that down pretty fast.
Yeah, and say what you will about porn, but it did help make the internet happen.
Oh, yeah. I like the study that Barron was, and Dave was reading today. News Talk 93.1, final segment coming up right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
The girl who once had me down under my thumb. The girl who once pushed me around is down to me. The difference in the clothes she wears down to me. The change has come. She's under my thumb.
CV.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. On a Tuesday. Okay, let's go to a clip here. This is Representative Devin Nunes talking about Mueller. He's going to be stop and go, but he was on Sean Hannity. Now, this was, this was the one where he was on America's Newsroom yesterday. Let's listen in.
What they're trying to do is set up a case for impeachment against President
Trump. There's Lindsey Graham right here.
If they bring impeachment charges based on the Mueller report, it would be unfair. It would blow up in their face politically. There was no underlying crime. This is all politically motivated.
So Senator Lindsey Graham, Chairman Judiciary Committee, House Democrats delaying Bob Mueller's appearance by a week when the former special counsel will testify for most of the day, we believe. Do you not believe it happens, even with
a
week
there's
delay?
There's a lot of risk, I think, for Bob Mueller to actually do this. So the Department of Justice has said he doesn't have to do it. His report goes far and wide, much farther than even the statute is supposed to allow for. That was all made public. So if he's only going to stick within what they call the four corners of the report, I'm not sure why he would even come testify, and he's not going to be able to say a lot. Now, with that said, I want to make sure it's perfectly clear. There are a ton of questions that I have for Mueller.
Okay.
That is for sure.
All right. Hit me with your best. Start there.
Well, what we really need to do is figure out, you know, when did he know about collusion, you know, whether or not it was true. I say it had to have been right when he walked in the door. He may have wanted to check a few things. But I think a larger question is on obstruction of justice. So the obstruction of justice charge was about Comey's memos, that he had fired Comey. And what I've been trying to say, and I said it on your podcast last week, I think what the American people need to understand, this investigation was not about collusion, even though they say it was. It wasn't about obstruction of justice, because that was regarding the firing of Comey. I believe what it was is they set an obstruction of justice trap that lasted for the better part of 2 years. And then finally, the attorney general came in, a new attorney general came in and said, what do you got here? Like, we've been going for 2 years on this. Was there any collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians? And there were none. There weren't even any Russians, Bill. That's the hardest part, I think, for people to believe about this, is the only Russians in this whole scandal were connected to the Democratic Party.
So this whole thing of Nunes is starting to get a little more intense. Type thing. We got another piece from Sean Hannity. I'm not sure we can fit it in here. But Nunes is going to carry on here talking about what else can we expect out of this. Let's listen in.
Well, so you believe that all comes out if Bob Mueller testifies then. And if it does, well, if we follow your line of your story, then it doesn't look for Democrats. The other thing you said during that interview is that we've got a bunch of dirty cops and you want jail time. You want people in handcuffs. Like who?
Yes. So well, first of all, everybody is entitled to innocence under the law. We've made 8 criminal referrals. Some of them are very specific on things like lying or misleading Congress, obstructing a congressional investigation. Those are clear. The special counsel decided to go after people like Roger Stone for things like this, which, you know, Roger Stone, he's being busted for lying to our committee, to my committee that I chaired. So why would other people who lied to my committee not face the same punishment and the same convictions as Roger Stone? Not that Roger Stone's been convicted. He's still innocent until proven guilty. But there's a whole host of people that have a much clearer case that they obstructed our congressional investigation than Roger Stone.
Well,
so you start there, yeah. And then you get to conspiracy, the FISA application, manipulating intelligence. Those are harder to prove, but I believe the dirty cops behind that are out there that will talk.
Intel in the afternoon, that's the way it is right now, correct?
Yeah, and it's next, a week from Wednesday, supposedly.
Supposedly, but you never know. I guess we don't have time to get to the other stuff. So
really 30 seconds left here.
We'll save that for no time or tomorrow. Guys, we'll have the mayor in at 2 o'clock tomorrow for his monthly meeting. Looking forward to that with the qualification of people. People will have qualified by the time he is on, so we'll know exactly who's going to be candidates. We'll go over that partially tomorrow. We've got the kind of a little bit of a fight broke out on the floor on the rebuking resolution of Trump and his tweet. Doug Collins was the guy who really kind of got in there. Pelosi made some statements that Doug Collins really found offensive. That's a new term. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.